CD 3. The purpose of having the sun go low in the evenings in the summer, especially in parks, said the voice earnestly, is to make girls' breasts bob up and down more clearly to the eye. I'm convinced that this is the case. Arthur and Fenchurch giggled about this to each other as they passed. She hugged him more tightly for a moment. And I am certain, said the frizzy, ginger-haired youth with the long, thin nose who was expostulating from his deck chair by the side of the Serpentine, that if one worked the argument through, one would find that it flowed with perfect naturalness and logic from everything, he insisted to his thin, dark-haired companion who was slumped in the next door deck chair, feeling dejected about his spots, that Darwin was going on about. This is certain. This is indisputable. And, he added, I love it. He turned sharply and squinted through his spectacles at Fenchurch. Next guess, she said when she had stopped giggling. Come on. All right, he said. Your elbow. Your left elbow. There's something wrong with your left elbow. Wrong again, she said. Completely wrong. You're on completely the wrong track. The summer sun was sinking through the trees in the park, looking as if... Let's not mince words... Hyde Park is stunning. Everything about it is stunning except for the rubbish on Monday mornings. Even the ducks are stunning. Anyone who can go through Hyde Park on a summer's evening and not feel moved by it is probably going through in an ambulance with the sheet pulled over their face. It is a park in which people do more extraordinary things than they do elsewhere. Arthur and Fenchurch found a man in shorts practicing the bagpipes to himself under a tree. The piper paused to chase off an American couple who had tried, timidly, to put some coins on the box his bagpipes came in. No! He shouted at them. Go away! I'm only practicing! He started resolutely to reinflate his bag, but even the noise this made could not disfigure their mood. Arthur put his arms around her and moved them slowly downwards. I don't think it can be your bottom, he said after a while. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with that at all. Yes, she agreed, there's absolutely nothing wrong with my bottom. They kissed for so long that eventually the piper went and practiced on the other side of the tree. I'll tell you a story, said Arthur. Good. They found a patch of grass which was relatively free of couples actually lying on top of each other, and sat and watched the stunning ducks and the low sunlight rippling on the water which ran beneath the stunning ducks. A story, said Fenchurch, cuddling his arm to her. Which will tell something of the sort of things that happened to me. It's absolutely true. True story. You know sometimes people tell you stories that are supposed to be something that happened to their wife's cousin's best friend, but actually probably got made up somewhere along the line. Well, it's like one of those stories, except that it actually happened, and I know it actually happened because the person it actually happened to was me.
Like the raffle ticket?
Arthur laughed. Yes. I had a train to catch, he went on. I arrived at the station.
Did I ever tell you, interrupted Fenchurch, what happened to my parents in a station?
Yes, said Arthur.
You did. Just checking.
Arthur glanced at his watch. I suppose we could think of getting back, he said.